So after looking at film, what were your, I guess, thoughts on Nebraska?
You know, we played a pretty good game. You know, we had some big runs and big explosive runs that we got to stop. I feel we played a good, pretty game. We played good on third down. We got off the field when we needed to. Then, you know, we got to convert on those fourth downs. We got to get better there and in the red zone.
Pro Football Focus gave you part of the Pac-12 Players of the Week, and then Ugo passes you on the depth chart. What's up with that?
Stuff happens. But we got to, I don't know. Yeah, stuff happens. Stuff happens.
Are you seeing teams shy away from you and at least test Thomas, since you're an established player and really haven't seen much of him?
I wouldn't say shy away from me, but I mean, everybody's going to try to go after the freshman, so why not, you know, try it out. But he made some really good plays, so I'm pretty sure they won't do that much more, but we'll see how that goes.
Did you feel pretty good about your week? Obviously, you got the recognition. Did you feel pretty good about that game against Nebraska personally?
Yeah, I feel like I had a pretty, really good game. Just got to make that tackle on fourth down, but other than that, I feel like I had a really good game.
Yeah. This is the third time in your career you've gone up against a player that a lot of people consider to be the top potential pick in the NFL draft. When you're watching film on those guys, like what's the big separation when people are projecting that for a player? Like what do you see out of a guy?
He can make like every throw on the field. When they say that, you know, sometimes some guys can't make that far from the hash all the way to the sideline, but he can make that with ease. And I've seen him make some crazy throws on film. So, you know, we just got to be on our A-game and stay and stick to the receivers as good as we can.
They seem to have one receiver. They went to a whole bunch. What do you see about depth of their wide receiver core on film?
You know, like right now, last year they had number four. He was a really good player. But this year, you know, they're still trying to find guys who can go to. So they have like concepts and stuff. We got to just know and be on that. So we just got to play routes and play plays.
From player to player, when you're watching their quarterback, what about his performance, the way he plays, jumps out at you and I guess impresses you?
He's just so confident in his ability. You know, he'll take throws that some people shouldn't take. You know, he'll run the ball, but he's running like he's a running back. You know, he's not shying from contact or anything. So he's just a real confident player.
Justin seems like a quarterback to make all the throws too. Does that help this week in practice going against a guy that can make the same throws that Josh Allen can?
Definitely. And, you know, we're going against our receivers as well. So, you know, so we kind of know how close we need to be on certain plays to make the play on the ball. So it's definitely giving us a good look.
Do you see that? Just your margin for error is far less this game than previous couple weeks?
Definitely, because the receivers do a good job in like scramble drill. So if we like slough off in coverage a little bit, he can really fit that ball in that window. So we have to be really, really tight on coverage.
Do you give any advice to these younger corners about their first road game? You guys are playing a lot of freshmen on defense.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say about road games, but I'll just give them advice, you know, just try to keep working. You know, I know a lot of guys, especially Thomas, had a really good game. You know, he's going to be, like, really up, like, yeah, smelling himself. And, like, just stay down, keep working, because you still got three more years and, you know, just got to keep going better and better.
Ariane, too much being made about the altitude, and what are your feelings about that? Have you ever played in high altitude?
Does Colorado count? No, probably not. Utah, yeah. So, I mean, you kind of get used to it after like, the first job. First job is definitely you get really tired, and, you know, but after a while you get used to it. It's kind of the same.
Yep. Yeah, this team looks so one-dimensional in terms of like, the passing yardage, rushing yardage. Is that because they kind of avoid the run because Allen's so good, or that they try to run but just not much success?
It looks like they try to run, like they want to establish a run, but they just has not had the success they wanted, so they have to throw the ball. But they're a running team first, like to do the power and stuff like that, so we have to stop the run first again this week.
What's tougher to go against, an elite receiver or an elite quarterback? From your perspective?
The quarterback, because sometimes the quarterback can make the receivers look good. Like Tom Brady makes all his receivers like all pros, you know what I mean? But some receivers, if you don't have a good quarterback, they can't make the plays that some good quarterbacks can make and put the balls in certain places where you can't get to it.